During this Easter season, we continue to reflect on the fruit of the Holy Spirit as the expression of the resurrection of Christ. The greatest proof that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead is the fruits of new life that we can see in Christians. If Christ is risen from the dead, Christians who unite themselves to him may be flourishing and bearing all kinds of fruits in their life. And that is the greatest proof. The gospel today is very helpful for understanding these fruits. Jesus shares with us the parable of the vine and the branches. And he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. When we encounter the risen Lord, we welcome him into our lives. It's like being engrafted to the vine. And we begin to grow with a new life that flows in us, like the sap of the vine that flows into the branches. And it produces all these different fruits, interior and exterior. St. Paul, he lists these different fruits in Galatians 5, as we have been reflecting on. He says they are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and temperance. We have reflected on some of them already, on that of peace and joy, and also patience and generosity. And today we enter into a new one, that is that of temperance, as St. Paul says in his list today. John Henry Newman, he famously said once, the only evidence of life is growth. The only evidence of life is growth. He observed that organisms that are alive, they have this inner tendency to grow, like the sap of the vine that pushes from within. There's something that pushes from within to grow. And this growth is not only in size or extension, but also in strength and intensity and beauty. However, this interior strength of living organisms demands an order. Things grow more when they grow organically and not when gone wild, so to say. That is the reason for pruning, as Jesus says in the gospel today, so that the plant can grow stronger according to its intrinsic order, so that the vine may bear more fruit, it needs to be pruned. If the vine is left to go wild, the whole power for growth that it has would be spoiled, and the whole vine be rendered useless. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. Pruning, we could say, helps guide the power of growth in living beings. It enables greater freedom for growth. Now, temperance is the pruning of the will. It's that joyful mastery of one's passions and desires, so that we may not be dominated by the attraction of pleasures in our lives, but have self-control over our own passions and desires, over the sap of our lives, that inner desire for growth, so that we may grow organically, in order, and not render the whole vine useless and helpless. Only those who have mastery over their desires are able to restrain the attraction of different pleasures and truly be free to choose according to what is right at each moment. If not, there's no freedom. That is almost like the negative action of temperance in our lives, this kind of interior pruning that needs to happen in our lives so that life can be guided and we can grow even more. But temperance also fulfills a task, a positive task in our lives for guiding the good that we do. Temperance is the virtue that guides this good that we do so that virtues may not turn into vices. Because our virtue of order can very easily become an obsession. And commanding leadership can turn into pride. Reflection and interiority can turn into selfishness very quickly. So temperance is the moderation in those good things that we do, so that we may do them in moderation, even when doing the good, and in that way be able to bear more fruit. A great example for me of this is Cardinal Worrell, who helps here at the parish many times, and I go to see him once a month for confession, and I have these brief interactions with him, and so I go, he receives me at his house, and he's such a gentleman. He waits for me at the door, and I'm nobody, and he waits for me at the door, opens the door, shows me to the chapel, gives me some time for reflection, he hears my confession, then he comes with me, we pray for a while, he shows me some of the relics that he has around the house of all the different trips and the different places where he served. A true gentleman, a man who is very joyful, but without diminishing anybody, very gentle, but not self-absorbed, someone who is patient, and at the same time he keeps you moving along, someone who has all these virtues in a beautiful moderation. And that makes this person a beautiful person, very attractive, very pleasurable to be with. And that is because of that virtue of temperance that regulates all of our virtues in life. So temperance has that twofold aspect of pruning of some things that we need to keep in check, and we need to prune, to cut from our lives a little bit so that growth can be guided, and also a guidance of the good, of the branches, of the sap, so that virtues may not turn into vices. There are two takeaways, two things that we can put into practice from this today. The first one is to check the walls in our lives. Proverbs 25 says, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." So the first aspect is that one that is a little more negative. What are my weak points, the weak points in my walls? Where do I lack self-control? Be willing to know ourselves, to be humble, to be honest. In food and drink and media and impulsive shopping and distractions and all these different things, where are my walls? Where are my boundaries? What is dragging me down? And to identify them with humility and sincerity. And it goes hand by hand with the second point, that is to live according to a plan. Don't live according to what's on demand, but live according to a plan. Algorithms have become very good at offering distractions that we are attracted to. So we are today more than ever in greater need of an inner intentionality to decide before, interiorly, to not let the exterior situation choose for you. What do I do and what I don't? How many? When not to? So we need to have this inner, develop this inner intentionality that is so connected to temperance, especially nowadays. In that way, we will fulfill the promise of Jesus. The branch that is bearing fruit, the Lord needs pruning, needs temperance, so that we may bear more fruit. Self-control enables self-giving. Pruning to bear more fruit. You cannot give what you don't possess. Only those who possess themselves can give themselves away selflessly. Like Jesus said, no one takes my life. I give it freely. Self-control, not as a selfish pursuit, but the fruit of a life given to others. The life of Jesus in us, who makes us selfless.